Hello, this is John.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is John Daw.
Neocon administration is Riel and Mossad. Bush, Silverstein, and Kissinger create this facade. No matter how you gon' look at it, millions have died. In this aftermath of lies, it's still spot versus spot. I can't see how aluminum planes shook the towers and both collapsed together in less than an hour. Demolition to me is what truly makes sense. But I'm just a rapper, so I rap for all of the dead. From the States to the Middle East, screaming jihad. But if you think like I do, it equals inside job. Why was Marvin Bush principal of security for WTC, United Airlines, coincidentally? No dub MDs, just an irrational international war. Capitals slaughtering the cattle in the battle. So more and more over, we forget to look back to point out who was really behind the 9/11 attack.
Remember the fallen, wherever they're going, we shall not let you go in vain. We know that you've been slain for the profit of the evil and the power they obtain. Trickery with television, went to war with civilians. It's our own government to blame. Our own government to blame. Wake up, America. Wake up, America. Wake up.
The lies we were told and the lives that we lost. Supposed security at too great a cost. Right out the window, man, our freedom's been tossed. We were fed falsities while the truth was embossed. And major corporations profit from the panic. Since the American psyche was as fragile as ceramics, that these free-falling towers could change the dynamics. The attack was on the masses, there's no arguing semantics. When the 747s are controlled demolition, with every politician becoming rhetoricians, and the report from their commission was like the greatest fiction. The media is drilling you with constant repetition. It seems like the mission can only be confusion, cause if you don't know your enemy, you can't seek retribution. Or strike back at those involved in the collusion. An inside job is the only real conclusion.
Remember the fallen, wherever they're going, we shall not let you go in vain. We know that you've been slain for the prophets of the evil and the power they contain. Trickery with elevation, with the war, with civilians. It's our own government to blame. Our own government to blame. Wake up, America. Wake up, America. Wake up.
Since the days of 9/11, revelations came apparent. False facts we inherit. More cash they have cherished. War paths they call merits. Bloodbaths in the lands of all the poor children and all of their parents. And you wonder why my message seems so dang disparage, cause I seem to just see the grim reaper in his carriage. It seems we have a marriage with the destiny that breathes, to never spare us. It just shares us with the company that's careless. I'm a man from the other side of America's coast, but that don't keep me from seeing all of New York's ghosts. This ain't a joke, and yes I know that the people are falling, but the 9/11 report is like a hoax, and that's the problem. We must bomb them with our knowledge. We show the fallen homage. We continue to look deep until the criminals are beaten. We are chosen, we are speaking. This is Wake Up America, the savior of the beast. Pull up the white and chain pieces.
Remember the fallen, wherever they're going, we shall not let you go in vain. We know that you've been slain for the prophets of the evil and the power they contain. Trickery with elevation, with the war, with civilians. It's our own government to blame. Our own government to blame. Wake up, America. Wake up, America. Wake up. Remember the fallen, wherever they're going, we shall not let you go in vain. We know that you've been slain for the prophet of the evil and the power they contain. Trickery with elevation, with the war, with civilians. It's our own government to blame. Our own government to blame. Wake up, America. Wake up, America. Wake up.
How's it going, man?
Oh, James.
Hey.
Hey,
that was
sorry.
Loud at the end. It was like you cranked it. anyway.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. I wanted to hear it on the radio, and it sounds like shit. But just because of the fucking sound. But so I'm fried. I smoked a couple doobies and feel pretty good. Trying to fix my computer. It's not working. What do you up to?
Not much. About 5'11" and 3/4".
okay, right.
Just hanging out. I was watching videos about Baltimore, you know, being set ablaze and the riots down there. The Crips and the Bloods actually called the truce between the two gangs to kill police officers.
Oh, really?
So that's one solution to solving the gang problem in America.
It's all fucking shit. Well, yeah, that's fucking crazy shit, man. Holy fuck.
But it's pretty violent. I was watching. Actually, cops were throwing rocks at the protesters, and inciting them, and then getting literally pummeled with hundreds of rocks, and getting beat down the street.
Oh shit, boy!
So it's getting pretty crazy down there. And, on top of it, they're burning buildings, vehicles, smashing windows, beating up people.
Mm-hmm.
The cops have actually arrested and beat up reporters, even news reporters.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
like the CNN guy, or maybe
actually an RT correspondent actually got detained.
Oh, okay.
And or beat up too. So
messy situation.
Yeah.
Well. Can't say they didn't have it coming, right?
You right, know, exactly.
Fucking cops, killing people one after the other.
Yeah, this kid,
they're
actually
doing their job. They're there to collect money for the fucking state. That's what their job is, to, like, satisfy quotas and fucking, get X amount of dollars from the public through, violations such as, not just being looking the wrong way at them, for fuck's sakes. These guys are, beating the snot out of people. Exerting over power trip force on people, so there's the black guy and the other black guy and the other black guy and the other black guy, it's just always the same story, and it's media always trumps it up as this is a race situation, blah 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 blah. They try to pit white against black. They use it subversively in the way they talk. Some are just outright bigots. And it's fucking sickening, man. But now what we have is something in Ferguson, except
this looks like it's even going to be worse. Maybe they've already called out the National Guard, and the governor's declared a state of emergency already.
Freak out!
Yeah, and this kid was actually. He was already arrested and in police custody when he was killed. So, it doesn't look good. Yeah, so it's going to get hairy and messy, which I think being provoked to institute martial law eventually.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, this is the second wave of massive riots within a few months span of time here in America. So. In other words, it's escalating. So it doesn't look good.
No, it never did.
All the way around.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's fucking brutal. Brutal.
Yeah.
So what I'm thinking is, when are people going to snap out of it? When is it going to happen? Is it going to be tonight, tomorrow, next day? Some major's going on, there's a riot.
Yeah.
People are very upset. There's a major issue. What are we going to do about it? What the fuck are we going to do about it? Think about it. Good and hard.
Yeah.
As I have, and I'm sure John has too. And,
yeah.
A lot of smart, intellectual, responsible, awake, aware. It could be any number of those or a mix of those or, people with really good qualities about them, good values, good understanding, good morals, good ethics, good logic. You can look through this entire fucking situation and say, with a clear conscience, clear mind, clear, there's evil afoot. It's been implemented over time. It's manifested into all these different things. The victors are the evil ones. And it's so far, humanity's been suppressed, oppressed, enslaved, and so it's time to, like, snap the fuck out of the matrix and fucking get on board the wake-up train. And, yeah, well, just there's people have thought out the solutions thoroughly. I mean, there are people that really do think fucking hard all the time. And they thought it all, every fucking angle, every facet, every normal, every, of this geometrical construct that is the universe, they can picture it. They can use their third eye to project it in their mind. They can dream about it. They can have waking life. They can have all kinds of, they can have acid trips. They can get stoned, when you have when you're stoned, you can see very well with there's lots of colors and stuff in the third eye. And it's fucking, like, what I'm saying is, I went on a ramble there, but using your third eye and using your all this other stuff, there is a solution. There's a massive, easy, simple solution. But it's a requirement of every human being on Earth to make a conscious decision to make a change,
Right.
And trying to get that kind of organization is almost nearly impossible, but it's not impossible.
Right.
You can get everybody to say all at once, we want to fucking stop this shit. And, man, but is there ever any uniformity across the board?
Well, that's what it's going to take, organization and unity of all people to finally stand up to the system. That's, I honestly believe that the government, in other words, their jig is up. The people have had it with them and they know it. So they're trying to implode the system and pull the bottom out from under it. And so they can declare martial law here in America and lock the country down. And, in other words, unleash the military on the people, which is what they're chomping at the bit to do for a long time.
Yeah.
And these episodes are just escalating, as I said, in faster and faster intervals, which it's all pointing to that's going to, basically erupt sooner or later. If not now, probably the next time or the time after that.
Right.
With these, major unaddressed issues that are never, in other words, everybody I see, like on Facebook, it's always, they're animals, they're this, they're that. But everybody keeps blaming the effects and never the cause. That's, the deep-rooted cause, which are the elite, that.
That's why you got to make memes, people, man. You got to get photos of memes. Draw a picture real quick, scan it, and fucking put it up like it's a comic and it tells a story. I do that shit. I've made a few. I don't make many, but when I do, I try to think about it like, want to get them real hard in the gut, because that's the kind of thing that's like gets around, like a good meme.
I hate to digress,
but not. It's like you got to get the message out through propaganda style. Okay, it's like they put out articles,
the same way they do,
news stories, this, that, and the other thing. It's all propaganda. Well, we put out memes and, our own little news shows and our own radio shows, and that's the best we got. But the funny thing is the people that listen to the stuff that's real know it's real, and they're like, they're laughing at the fucking people that don't get it. It's fucking hilarious.
No. But then again,
they're not laughing
time,
at them. I mean, it's not a situation.
It isn't funny because, those people are lost, and they're the ones that are holding the change back, I feel, in a lot of ways, because, they resist rising up against this, oppression and tyranny.
Right.
That's all
I
around them, and they refuse to see it for what it is, for what it truly is. They're still in denial about it.
Right, man, it was sort of like a, I forgot, if they're laughing, if someone's laughing, I lost it. Anyway, I know this is a serious topic, and I'm, like I said, I started the show with, I'm very stoned. I haven't watched the Farrakhan thing, but
okay, we'll get around to it. Hopefully
well, you give me a
couple. I'm saying when you get your computer fixed.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing I can do. But I've been listening to some of the music that's in some of the movies, and it's fucking, just listening to it is pretty cool. I usually will always watch it. And, oh, man, I kind of, I don't want to dwell on the riots because, like,
no,
I know
I
I'm,
just, you know.
I know I'm a
topic of the day. That's all.
It is. It's like, you know what it is. We can go through it. You know, it's looting.
Yeah.
It's real justice, social justice. It's you know, cops are unjust and so on. But it's kind of like it was bound to happen, and you know, like people could be coming a mile away. Just as much as we can see all this other shit coming a mile away, like some people can see this.
Well, it's
you're living
it's
in a
usual.
City where they're brutalizing people. You know, you get fed up pretty fucking quick.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the system isn't changing. It's business as usual, so you should expect these things to happen. You reap what you sow, basically. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's you know, some of us. So there's a lot of unsuspecting and people that are born into this situation that have nothing to do with it. But there's some things, you know, people play a part in. And there's some things that are deliberately downright fucking sinister by nature. And, you know, I think this Obama guy and Vladimir Putin and the Pope and the Black Pope and the Knights of Malta and George family and the cabals and, you know, the Chinese mafia and the Japanese mafia and this mafia and that mafia, you know, like, there's all kinds of bad motherfuckers on the planet.
Yeah.
And, there's
the power structure.
There's Masons, the Freemasons, there's the Illuminati,
Jesuits,
this, there's that, the Trilateral Order Commission, you know, it goes on and on and on. It's fucking, they're all evil. That's all they are.
Right.
And, you know, that's what people need to.
See,
say, okay.
This is the biggest, to me, it's the biggest illusion that people operate under is they believe that, you know, especially here in America, is, you know, America's run by law, you know, and justice and rules, when in reality it's run by power, you know.
Right.
Like you said, it's evil, you know, power, criminal, you know, organizations, secret societies that are all evil criminals.
Rampant.
Right.
Rampant.
And people won't admit this. People won't come to grips with this fact.
So
and
we're living,
still
in,
living in the illusion of, you know, they think everything's, you know, apple pie and, you know, waving the American flag and, you know, everything's good and your government's good and all of that. And it isn't.
Right.
And it never really has at any time. Has been.
True. Fair enough. You know?
Honestly.
All kinds of horrific fuck, I can't talk. All kinds of horrific shit over the last, like, century, you know, all fucking kinds of it. It's directly related to the U.S. government.
Yeah.
And,
since its inception.
I read somewhere the estimate was, like, 295 million people have died at the hands of the U.S. government.
Government, yeah. I believe that totally. And that's, you know, insane for a free country that's supposed to be, you know, the most, you know, morally upstanding country in the world, blah, 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 you know.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, they're committing the most homicides and mass murder out of any country, which is so hypocritical and, you know, it amazes me. How on different ends of the spectrum, you know, like people are operating and the evil secret government is operating and neither the twain shall meet, you know. Like, it's just amazing how well of a job they've done, you know, bamboozling everybody to believe something that's totally false.
Yeah, it's like America's fool's gold, you know, like it's
right.
It's really not that great at all. It's just a rock that looks like. And so, I mean, I'm not down on Americans. I think that it's the conditions that we live in. It's all environmental. And so, like, people, there's so much good to be said. I mean, but there's so much negative. You know, you can't pick a side in that situation because it's just it's ambivalent. And that's what the whole democratic system is, ambivalent. You vote for this guy, he says he won't do that, and he'll do this, and then he goes and does that and doesn't do this. And then, you know, you're like, fuck him, I'm going for the other guy. And, you know, then he does the same thing, and it's like, they're playing tennis over your head, and you're the monkey in the middle, and you don't even know what's fucking going on. And, anyway. Shit. It's, you just gotta hope and wonder and think and that there are good people. And there's so many of them that they won't stand for this shit. And they know they know there's a game and they know what's going on. You know, the game's afoot. Evil is widely understood, and you know we're ready to. So. Anyway, I'm not inciting violence. I'm not inciting. You know, destruction of property, and not citing doing anything illegal. I'm saying that you know we can make a conscious choice in our mind that we are not going to stand for it, and that's it.
Right. Well, I think to actually put any kind of real end to it and institute real change, the people in mass, especially here in America, have to, you know, do like what's going on, you know, like in other countries in Europe and in South America. You know, they really protest and they shut down the government. You know, they surround government buildings and you know, basically shut the system down so it can't operate. And in that sense, that's the only way these people. In other words, the politicians will take anybody seriously is when they're stopped from doing what they're continuously doing. Because here in America, they literally get away with murder. And they're so
stop.
Arrogant.
Write a letter
to
your congressman. You know, fuck off.
It does nothing. It does nothing. You have to stop that congressman from going to his office and receiving bribes, you know, for a few days or a few weeks. Then he'll listen to you. You know?
Yeah.
Or drag them. I mean, you know, like places like Iceland or whatever. You know, they're dragging politicians out and throwing them in dumpsters. You know, that's what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Or you know, duct tape to a flagpole in the public square, and that's literally happened. It happens in other countries, but you know, that's what needs to be happened. They need to be publicly shunned. Or I saw a really good meme back in the Roman days. They used to, if a politician was convicted of corruption, he was banned from the city and holding public office for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's right. You know,
stuff like that needs to happen.
Well, I just don't believe in representative democracy anymore. I think it's totally influenceable. It's corruptible. It's proven fallible. And it's, you know, we don't need them. We have each other. We have everybody in the world. We can all talk to each other, and we can all make conscientious, good decisions. Everybody has it in them. You know,
exactly.
If you were to say to someone, I can send you to jail, or I can let you go right now, and you just, you know, make a conscious effort never to do that again. You know, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it depends on the gravity, of course. But someone wants to, you know, all wrong is wrong. Well, technically, yes, but no. There's varying levels. And on a misdemeanor, I forgot what I was going to say. Fuck. Oh, man. Can you rewind for me? I was talking about...
What you were saying about being
government representative of democracy. So
right.
Yeah, well, I'm interested in people coming together as one, in a manner by which we are all connected to one database on the net. Call it whatever the fuck you want.
Right.
Like the digital god. All
right. Right.
It's like that. It's not God, and it is God, but let's not get into that right now. I'll talk about it some other time. But and everyone can talk about it. It's not just me. But I have a very good
in other words, the system needs to be, leveled. The playing field needs to be leveled where it's fair again, because it's fully skewed
all the way down. And
to
the same level. It doesn't matter. Nobody's on any level. We're all at the same level.
Right.
So that's not communism. That's just being a human being. Everybody being a human being and having the choice to decide the fate of humanity as they see fit, as humans see fit. And if you change the playing field, everybody's always like, that'll happen, this will happen, what if. Well, that's all hypothetical conjecture bullshit. You never know what the fuck's going to happen unless you do it. And
exactly.
And, you can hypothesize that what may happen, but I can tell you this much. What we've got now sucks shit, and we're in big fucking trouble, and it's because of
absolutely.
It. So we've got to fucking change it. Anyway.
Right. It's begging to be changed.
This idea, I'm sorry to keep interrupting. This idea
that's
of,
all right.
What's it called?
So we have like 60 seconds left, James.
Okay. No, well, we got another 15 after that.
Okay.
So, I lost it again.
Sorry, I didn't mean to throw you off.
It's okay. We were talking about
The system. The system needs to be leveled and a level playing field. Like, in other words, when they threw all the bankers and the politicians in jail in Iceland.
Right.
Basically now, as long as you have, well, I think it's like 50 people vouch for you, any citizen whatsoever can be made president of the country, you know?
Okay.
Which is, a level playing field.
Yeah, it's don't need millions of dollars and sponsors.
I mean,
membership and
Obama.
All
Obama's last election, he spent over, I think it was over $1 billion. is that fair? Is that a level playing field?
No.
Who has $1 billion?
It's like hockey, paying a hockey player, $10 million to shoot a puck around on the ice for a year or two.
Right.
That's
totally meaningless.
One.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man. People make reasons for everything, which is like...
I know.
Well, they don't want to try the other system. They don't like change. Change is like that fucking gigantic garage full of crap that you have to sort out. Change is like, it's such a big chore,
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to do it. It's like moving.
Well,
anyway.
My view is, in that sense, everyone in the world has been treating this planet like an endless garden party. And therein, at some point, the party is going to have to end and somebody's going to have to clean it up. And this is what, everything escalating, to be a president in the White House, it used to be a couple of million. Now it's in the billions. It's just an escalation of everything. It's just a giant avoidance of that cleanup that needs to take place, ultimately when you get down to it. Everyone is avoiding the inevitable that needs to be faced, and no one wants to face it.
Yeah, it's a system,
and that's
snowballed.
Not evolving or growing as human beings at all. It's actually going in the reverse direction.
It would seem that way. Yeah, it's like people are being impoverished. People in the street are being treated like subhumans. not fitting of any kind of help from people that are willing to give it. This is like nonsense fucking. Some of the legislation coming out of the Capitol building is absolutely fucking ludicrous. And You know, these politicians like Mitch McConnell and John McCain and fucking.
Yeah.
I don't know, is Michelle Bachmann in there as an independent or a Tea Party or something?
She'll never get in.
Whore,
she's too much of a religious crackpot. She'll never get in.
She's a
nutcase.
Yeah, and, you know, grumpy old McCain, fucking nothing but,
you know,
he's in the puck.
That talks to ISIS every day and funds them and weaponizes
them. What is this shit? Okay, bomb our guys over here and then bomb those innocent people over there.
Right.
You know, honestly,
and
it's
just,
really...
You know, give me my millions. You know, give me my cut. Let my stocks go up and my weapons manufacturer that I'm invested in.
Exactly.
That's selling both sides the weapons to kill each other.
Oh, it's like, you know, that's where you hear people in the government start saying, we need depopulation. And you just want to take them and, you know, say, well, kill yourself, buddy.
Yeah. Well, let's start with you. You and your family first.
Yeah. Anyone who's not committed to being a good enough person such that they're not a burden on the world by being a waster and a destroyer and a killer and a murderer and evil and all that other crap. I mean, there's more people that actually really do care, I think. And these evil guys are just, like you said, they're more organized. But, I don't know. I think, you know, the sleeping giant is not asleep anymore.
No, definitely not. Well, hence the militarized police forces and the police state in America now, because the elites are scared. And that's a giant red flag of being scared. They're surrounding themselves with mercenaries now.
Yeah.
Paid to kill their own, you know, the American citizens. Should they rise up?
Yeah. I wonder, well, did we talk about the proxy army? You know, I mean, I talked about it before, but I just want to say, you know, they're bringing in all these illegals and making them legal,
right?
So to speak, so that they'll have people that aren't true-blooded Americans, you know, like born there or generations there. They'll be immigrants, but they'll be citizens, and they'll have no qualms about shooting one of you. You know, like that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's the thing you got to think about. And so it's like they're doing all of this stuff in front of our face, and we know what's going on. And it's like some people are scared, some people are in denial, some people are too stupid to understand. And some people get it. And the people that get it are turning the other way. They're going, wake up, stupid people, and here's why. And in denial, we're working on you. We've been working on you for years. And then there's the point is that people are waking up, and it's like there's a way to deal with this peacefully, I believe, you know?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Absolutely, I agree.
If we spoke up and stood up and came to a consensus and agreed on a way to fix the problem, we could fix it.
Right.
And because in the end, I've been saying it all along, and I truly believe it, and I think it's been written about many thousands of times, is that the power of the people is stronger than the power of the government. And, the people are ultimately what make them mean anything. They fooled us into thinking they're important, and they're not. They're just human beings. You can deflate them in an instant. They can go down the tubes like fucking a smack of gum.
Oh, and that's the whole thing. The reverse needs to happen from what's happened already, which is the common man needs to be empowered instead of impoverished.
Right.
To realize that fact, that who's leading him is, no better than him. And, doesn't have, separate rights and is above him in any way. It's all, an illusion.
Right.
And this is the whole thing is people in mass do not believe this to be true. they believe the opposite, that, you know, these people somehow are bigger and greater than them when they're not.
That's why waking up's a bitch.
That's right.
And, you know, when you snap them out of it and they actually get it, they'll be like, mm-hmm. it'll hit them so fucking hard, and they'll be like, oh, my God! And I don't know what to say. They'll have, like, all these puzzle pieces fitting into place all at once. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, this means that, and that means this, and this means, oh, my God, holy shit. And they'll start having coincidences, and, like, every noise will mean something, and they'll have, like, this fucking trip experience. And they'll be like, oh, my God, it's God. I'm in tune with God. I understand. I get it now. And, you know, I know what one is. Everything's so basic and simple, you know, like it's really just one. And, you know, like that kind of thing. But the average layman, you know, listening to me talk right now, he's probably like, that guy's a raving lunatic.
Exactly.
Anyway,
well, you know, people in truth sound crazy.
The truth is like an orgasm, and when it hits you, you'll love it. That's why people should go for the truth. It's the biggest orgasm of your fucking life, and you feel so good. You feel like it's the best drug ever. I don't even think they can synthesize this shit.
It frees your mind.
I like the word epiphany just doesn't do it justice.
Right.
You know, it's like explosion of mind orgasm. Understanding. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Right.
Anyways.
Well,
so
it says recording left zero. I don't know if it's still on the air or not.
No, we're on the air. When it clicks off, we're off the air. So it's like, it'll be in mid-sentence and it'll just go click.
Okay. Well,
you want to go?
No, not at all. I just didn't know if the show was over or not.
Laundry, garbage. Wrong list. What do I got here? Islamophobia. Okay, I'd like to say this as a people of any religion in the world are widely mistaken. Religion is a organization of the people to believe in a certain thing, a certain idealism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, idealism is the parent word for whatever other one you want to call it.
It's an institution.
Well, it's that too, and over time it's become a control system. And people are disillusioned about what it really is. And, hello?
Yeah.
Oh.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes. So to get to the point, you know, Christianity, Judaism, Taoism, Buddhism, it's all following the teachings of somebody and ultimately the stories of God and the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the source. That's the source text. You go to the source. If you believe in a idealism like it's not even Christianity, it's the Bible is Jewish. The Old Testament is the Torah, and then there's the New Testament, which is about Christ. So you believe one or the other or both, but there's so many others, like, you know, check them out kind of thing. But people are mistaken. Religion does not matter. Going to church, doing what you're told is not important. What's important is that you give a shit, and, you know, that'll come when you wake up, but when everyone's like that, it'll be a good place. But anyway, what I was trying to say is that the Islamophobia is people are staunchly Islamist, fundamentally, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. They got it wrong. And there's no righteous reason to kill somebody, ever. So if you're doing that, you're wrong. And that's it, you know, like...
Thing goes for Christians, too.
You bet. It goes for everybody.
I'm saying, you know, here in America, you know, it's Islamophobia is being spread here like wildfire.
That's what I was going to get to. You can explain it better. You live there.
Right, but I'm saying it's being done, in other words, to pit these two factions against each other, you know, to kill each other.
Right.
And neither side sees this fact of that's what's, you know, the bottom line of what's going on. You know, before, like 9/11 and all of this, you know, nobody cared that, you know, in the Middle East, people were chopping each other's heads off and their hands and, you know, being stoned to death and all of this.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden,
no,
as soon as, you know, two planes fly into buildings and all this, you know, now it's, you know, it has to be cared about. When you didn't care about it before as a Christian, you know, Christians being killed in the Middle East way before 9/11, you know?
That's right.
So that's, you know, to me, that's the stupidity of it all, is how short-minded people are and how, you know, short their memory span goes back, you know what I mean? And how easily they're manipulated.
Through religion, like you got the Spanish Inquisition. Well, there's other stuff. There's like the Islamic procession through Europe. They basically took over everybody.
Italy and stuff. They invaded Italy and Spain.
And you know, there's a lot of mosques there that have been converted to Christian churches, and there's a lot of Islamic, architecture and so on that appears throughout. And some people resent, you know, they take their resentment back to hundreds of years. Like,
right.
They can't just live for today and the now, you know, like, forget that shit. They got to, like,
right.
I hate you because you did this to my ancestors. It's like, trying to bring those people back into the fold of normal people. Normal people being good, responsible, caring people, because that's the new normal. That these people are... I'm trying to say too much when I'm stoned. I'm trying to roll a cigarette, too. And I'm doing it on the phone.
Awesome. You're multitasking.
That's about all I can do, multitasking.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing, and these long-standing rivalries or, you know, just not letting go of the past and, you know, who killed who, when, and why, you know, that I believe is being intentionally held on to keep these divisions going and keep them alive, to continue to manipulate people.
For as long as possible.
Exactly.
And, you know, they understand this all too well.